Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Now, there are lots of reasons to have sex.
Oh, yeah.
You have sex with someone because you care about them. You have sex with someone because it brings you closer to them.
Yeah.
But at its most base level, you have sex with someone because it feels good.
Because you honey.
Oh,
oh, you a hornbone, son.
Bro, you can't say that in that outfit.
You're wearing a sleeveless hoodie with a t-shirt going, honey.
Honey. Get that hornbone going.
No.
Go get you some. Some.
I had a whole thing I was going to say, and it's gone.
Oh, it's just, there.
No, you wiped it out of my... Because now I'm thinking of all the songs that Chuck Man Joe could be doing with the horn bone.
Because it feels so good.
It does feel so good. Look, your favorite sexual position is your favorite sexual position because it feels the best for you, right? But it turns out that your favorite sexual position may not be also the favorite sexual position for the other person that matters.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah.
In front of us, I have America's favorite sexual position.
All right, what have we got?
And we have broken them down, they have broken them down, into favorite sexual positions for men and favorite sexual positions for women.
Mm.
Tommy, can you tell me the favorite sex position for men in America?
Doggy. Doggy dog, you dirty dog. You've dogged it. You roll dog in it.
Okay, for God's sakes.
Yes, dog style.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Can you tell me the favorite sexual position for men in America?
That probably would have been my guess, but we'll throw out woman on top.
Okay. You're both wrong.
Wow.
Okay.
So how are you having sex? Missionary.
Was men's favorite?
Is it really? Man's favorite sexual position?
I would never guess.
I thought
that
would be women's.
I agree with you.
Me too.
Actually, it is also women. Both men and women enjoy missionary as their favorite sexual position. Look, I agree with both of you. I don't get missionary being the favorite sexual position. But when it comes to the one you just brought up.
Dog style.
That is the second favorite position.
Okay, all right.
For both men and women. So for men and women, when it comes to their first two favorite sexual positions.
Get your poochie on.
We are in lockstep.
Okay.
And that's good. However, after that, things start to get a little dicey.
All right.
Men ranked cowgirl, woman on top, as you put it, Kimmy, as their third favorite sexual position. Women, however, start to get a little more emotional.
Okay.
Emotional.
Ranking spooning as their third favorite sexual
position. More of a cuddle position.
Yes. Would you agree that that's more of an emotional sexual position?
You're right. You're right. I think it's the embrace.
And if we compare cowgirl to spooning, there is a massive difference between those two. Because I would argue that past the emotion part of it, spooning is the more physically difficult one to pull off.
Yes, it is.
Okay. It's hard to find a rhythm.
You let that hang for a little while.
I know.
I love when Kimmy says things she regrets immediately. Yeah. Yep. Because you heard that awkward.
Yeah.
And the room goes silent.
No, my problem with the spooning, if you do it long enough, there will be cramping involved. And it's a benefit for women because you guys just get to lay on your side where men have to contort ourselves into just the right position.
Well, you're both kind of contorting. What? I mean, she's also has to be in, like, the right spot.
Yeah,
yeah, but you just sit there.
Like, you're, like, in the most comfortable position. Like,
you can read a book.
You're in the fetal position, literally. And I'm just, like, I'm in Cirque du Soleil. I'm, like, foot over here. I got my legs up in the air like that. But there is good news here.
What's the good news?
Men and women's top five favorite sexual positions are all the same, just in slightly different order.
Okay.
But it does show up that as we go down the list, emotion seems to matter more for women than it does for men. Men just want the action.
Right. The pounding.
Well, I'm guessing with women, too, it's also more a self-conscious thing because I'm guessing some of the positions that men want, a woman wouldn't feel attractive doing.
Okay, look.
They wouldn't feel good about themselves?
Well, yeah, like I'm like, I would feel like self-conscious about the way I'm like, I don't know, positioned.
How you know?
Like, I don't think my body looks good like this.
I would have thought the same thing, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Until I saw that doggy style was this second favorite position for women. That is not kind to the human body. Right?
Well, like, is she fine?
No, but,
it is.
Yeah, that's, but they're, yeah. I don't know.
Look, it's not that I'm not here to. I'm not judging. Yeah. I'm saying, like, for a woman in that position, every imperfection.
No, you're not seeing every imperfection because you're not. I would argue, like, there are way more awkward positions.
What is the least? What is the most insecure sexual position for you?
Lights on.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I mean, there are a lot of like insecure positions. I'm just trying to think of
what about if you're on top? Is that uncomfortable?
That could be uncomfortable, yeah. Especially like as you age, you just feel like
because he's looking up at you.
Yeah, you feel like everything's flapping, your skin's flapping.
Well, but isn't that's what I mean? Look, what? You're gonna say something?
No,
you're gonna say something. Because Dobbs writing us, I think the compression socks are cutting off the blood flow to Tommy's brain. He just made 3 weeks worth of creep cap. No,
I'm even concerned about like, is this like my chin look weird? I don't know.
Okay, all right. Look,
how your boobs look?
Yeah,
when they're rocking.
I don't think like one position necessarily is more uncomfortable than the other.
What?
You could just be self conscious about everything.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF 252-9263. Nobody knows who you are. You can change your name. You are anonymous.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm not expecting a lot of phone calls here because it is such a touchy.
It's very delicate.
Pun intended. Subject. But how important is it that your preferred position is also your partner's preferred position? Because a guy who loves, let's say hypothetically, reverse cowgirl and doggy style is not going to mesh well with a woman who prefers missionary and spooning.
But I'm guessing in the end, she's going to win.
Well, if she wants it in the end, we can negotiate about that.
All right. That's all right.
You were saying.
Good talk. No, but I'm guessing like the woman's position is going to be the one you're going to end up doing.
And I don't disagree with that, right? Because you want her to be comfortable and, you know.
And want to do it again at some point.
Exactly. But I think it would be naive to not consider that would breed resentment in men for not getting what they want sexually.
Yeah, but.
Look, I know it shouldn't matter. And for most men, it's not going to.
Right?
But like when it comes to.
But you're looking for repeat business here.
I get it. And look, you're right. If I went to a restaurant with the third best hamburger in town and they kept giving me a discount over and over again, that's awesome.
Starts tasting pretty good.
I'm going to keep going to get that burger. But there is going to be a time where I'm willing to pay full price for the best burger in town.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, that would be a birthday position or anniversary position.
Does the average person's partner know what their favorite sexual position is? Do you know your
favorite? You want to think you do.
Do you know?
But I guess I don't know if you're lying to me or not.
Have you ever had that discussion with your husband?
Yeah, it's the other room. It's the socks. It's killing me.
I guess not I guess not like directly.
So you've never had that conversation?
I don't know. I can't remember.
If I were to say, I'll give you $1 million, I'll bet you $1 million.
Yeah.
Right? Do you think you'd be able to tell me, are you confident you'd be able to tell me your husband's favorite sexual position?
I think so, unless there's something he's hiding from me.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Like that he hasn't expressed.
Okay. Now, what we don't have here,
yeah.
Again, we have a study on American sexuality here. America's favorite sexual positions broken down into men and women. Both men and women prefer missionary and doggy style in that order, 1-2. It starts to separate when you get to 3, and it shows women enjoy more emotional sexual positions, whereas men, as we said, just want to get after it. When it comes to what we don't have here, and what I'd love to know, I'm sorry, how many positions get used in the average sexual escapade?
Oh, I figure you kind of fall into like a rut of like your moves.
Okay, so
I think it also depends on your partner's physical ability, you know, and size. Also, kind of dictate. I mean, if you're a big guy, your old man's a big dude.
Yes.
I mean, some of these positions ain't gonna work for.
What position can't I do?
No, but with the weight, she probably not.
I have arms.
No, but I mean, she may not be comfortable with certain positions with big people.
What?
Like I'm like a little horny ferret, man. I could scoot all over that thing.
What position is a big
man? You can't even grab me.
You like climber like a tree? What are you talking about?
Oh, I can move.
What position at my size could I not do?
I don't know. I'm saying,
asking you. You brought it up. You
because
said
because you're a big person.
Look, you won't even look at me. Look at me. Look
I'm
at me. At
you. I'm saying your wife may not enjoy every position because of your size.
Okay.
And if you have a petite wife and you're a big man, some of those positions for her may not be comfortable.
To his point,
like your heavy weight on her doing missionary.
Yeah,
may
I'm
be
not,
uncomfortable
I'm not
on her.
Smothering her. I'm
no,
not,
but you are.
I give her a snorkel.
You're pounding on her, man.
I do
wonder and that could hurt her hips or her crotch, you know? I mean, she's going to be half splayed, and you got a 200-pound man pounding your cooch. That can't be comfortable. Your balls slapping, and then you start drooling and breathing heavy.
What do you do during sex? You drool?
No, but you big dudes do.
I don't drool.
You drool, man. You
I'm
guys
not drooling.
Never noticed any drool.
Huh?
I don't think there's drool involved.
Yeah, my
unless
like,
it's on purpose.
She's like Jerry Tarkadian. She's got a white towel. She's wiping it off my face.
I do. Okay. Not to his point,
but he does bring my point.
But he brings up something else. Have you ever seen a couple that's so different in size you wonder how it works?
Yeah, you and your old man.
We're not that,
you're
but we're still like almost the same
but
height.
But you're a twig.
Wise. I'm talking like.
He's an actual man. Like he's got all the parts. You look like you're still waiting on back order. I think them boobs are going to be coming on Amazon any day now. They come with hips. No, but you're built differently, man.
We're built differently, but I'm talking like the extreme differences sometimes you see in couples.
Well, a guy
where,
like me, a little dude.
Yeah, like if you were dating like a really
tall woman,
tall, like large woman, like how would that work for you?
You'd have to go up on her. Look.
Like I would assume like you'd have to make a lot of adjustments.
No, you just derbier, man.
Derbier?
I don't want to know
I'm a jockey.
What that means. Okay.
You get high on that saddle, and you just go for it, son. Make sure you bring a lot of goggles. There might be some mud flap.
With what Kimmy just said,
yeah.
Andrea writes us on Instagram, Duffy NWCMF. I briefly dated a guy who was 6'8".
6'8"?
I'm 5'2". It was challenging at times.
You just don't line up.
No, that I get.
Well, that's an extreme. That's like circus people.
But you see people like that all the time.
That's like circus
6'8 and 5'2"? You'd pay to see that at the state fair.
Going back to what I was trying to ask before you went off on your little tangent, your little monkey boy tangent over here.
Going derby on her?
What I mean by how many positions does the average sexual escapade have? Does the average couple have one position until it's done? Does the average sex session look like a 90s WWF match where, you know, you're bent one way, you move into the double arm lock, then you drop them for the three count? You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to make a change, are you comfortable enough with your spouse, partner, whatever, where you just make that change? Do you say something? Is there a tap to let you know we're going to make a move here?
I would just kind of slide into it and see what happens.
See, but I've had different experiences with different women where, like, yes, right. You can just make a move and it's cool. Where others, it's like they need the heads up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, sometimes you get the wave off. What are you going
to
do?
Well, no, I mean, that's fine. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, if you go to make that move, like, at least in my personal experience, and they're like, well, what are you doing? It's like, all right, sorry, I should have said bad. I don't want to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah, they throw a flag.
Pete writes us, on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF, says, my wife's favorite position is hurry up and get it over with.
Oh!
Come on! She said she wanted to go somewhere she'd never been before, so I took her to the kitchen! Come on. The most interesting tidbit in this study.
Yeah.
For most sexual stuff, the older we get, the more adventurous we are willing to be.
Oh, look at that.
So part of that is out of necessity, as you talked about a second ago. Like, you know, your body starts.
You have to start to adapt to your physical changes as you age.
Exactly. Yes. But the exception to that rule was sexual positions. We tend to use fewer sexual positions as we get older, and it affects men in more of a negative way. For example, the most common position for men over the age of 55, according to this study, was spooning, which ranks as men's least favorite sexual position.
Hard to get into.
The least.
And it keeps falling out.
The
Hold on. All right. Is it? Well, here you do it. You put. All right. There you go. No. Mayday.
The least favorite sexual position.
And scene.
No, excuse me. The least common sexual position for folks over 55 was doggy style, which we found out was ranked as men's second favorite sexual position.
So, wait, doggy goes away?
Goes away the older you get.
Put
spooning.
That dog to bed.
Okay, shut up.
So, what's number one for him?
A spooning. I just told you.
Oh, spooning is number
is
one.
The most popular.
Oh.
But now, we're not talking about what they want. We're talking about what is done.
Okay.
Spooning over 55 is number one. Doggy style was the least common over 55. Oh. What I'm curious about is, to your point a second ago, is that simply a physical thing where over 55, doggy style is not something a human body can handle? Or is that an intimacy thing where the longer you're with someone, the more emotion matters in
sex?
Well,
could it also matter what time of day you may be having it more? Because I would think like spooning could be like more of a morning thing as you're getting older, especially the kids are out of the house.
Okay.
You have nobody like – you could start your day that way. And yeah, not have anything.
The Today
about.
Show doesn't come on for 10 minutes.
Yeah, once I see Al, you know, I'm also done.
So it could be like maybe you're changing the times of the day you're having sex at an older age.
You know, I'm glad you brought that
up.
Yeah,
every day is Saturday.
I'm glad you brought that up because I think time of day preference also matters.
Okay.
Because my wife and I are a little bit off on that. Mm. I am not a huge fan of morning sex.
Yeah.
I need a little time. Like my body's got to get warmed up. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
And that was a bit of an issue.
Like, also, like your breath's probably terrible.
Also an argument that I have made. Does not bother her, apparently, right? Where, like, you know, I'm more of a traditional night timer.
Yeah.
Where my wife seems to like day stuff. And maybe
she's winding down.
Yeah.
And you're on the opposite ends of that.
Exactly.
You're just getting started with your day. She's winding down. That's when she wants it the least.
Bingo. But like with you, like you said, like, you know, the adaption, there isn't really a compromise. I just kind of go with what she wants to go
with
because I want that door to be open.
And as you age, that's you'll have to make those changes because your body's going to tell you, yeah, this ain't working.
It is funny, you know, what's that? Who did that country song? I'm not as good as I once was, but
that was Toby Keith.
Okay. Right. Like, you know, I'm starting to get to the point where I understand what that means.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like when you're in your 20s, early 30s, it's never going to end, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you just get after it.
Right. But kind of now with the pecker pill, you're right back in the game again.
Oh, no, I don't mean physically like that.
Yeah.
I just mean energy-wise.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, I'm kind of afraid, because I have friends who have started going down that road, and they've talked to me.
Viagra?
Yeah. Whatever pill that you're using. And like, I am a little bit afraid, knowing I don't, like, need it yet.
Yeah.
What happens if I take it?
Nothing. It just keeps you excited.
No, I get it. But you know, I'm going to be the guy that has to call because it's been 6 hours, right? They're going to have to drain blood out of my.
What they call it, a priapism?
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you have an erection for over 6 hours, you call your doctor. I'm not doing the joke, so don't look at me like that. We've already done enough hack crap today.
hack crap might be one of those positions.
Nick writes us on Instagram, you know, we had asked, what do you think the average sexual encounter has as far as the amount of positions?
Yeah.
He says, I think the average sexual encounter depends on how long you've been together and the amount of foreplay. I'd say the average of 5 position. But with a new partner, you're likely, as a man, going to try and bust out all the stops to satisfy them and ensure another encounter.
You know, one of the problems with guys my age, they used to come out with those books, How to Please a Woman Every Time, and the complete book of sexual positions and the Kama Sutra books and all that stuff. Yeah. So there are some guys that probably still have all those positions because those books were huge. And probably have all those positions still, like, locked in his head.
Can we talk about the Kama Sutra for a second?
Yeah.
So, for those who don't know, and maybe younger listeners don't, there was, it's from India?
I thought it was, Asia, yes.
Okay. So, anyway, it's like ancient sexual positions.
Yes.
Okay. And, like, there's a book that shows you how to do these things.
And they're all illustrated, yeah.
You got it. And I always wondered, like, people who had that, you sit and open the book, and then you have to get yourself in those positions?
Yes.
How is that sexy?
It ain't.
Okay.
So a lot of those guys just looked at that book and
like reading a manual.
Had some fun with themselves and went to bed.
No, I think you put it perfectly,
yeah,
Kiri,
it's
right?
Like it's step by step. Okay, well, this says to put the pillow here, you know.
It sounds like fixing a transmission.
Yeah. So we used to have this woman that used to come on the old show. Her name was Laura Korn. She probably still has these books out. It's called The Complete Book of Sex.
Are you talking about Horny Corny?
Oh, yeah, Horny Corny. So every night, every time you do it, there was a page for her and a page for him. So you got a page one night. You opened it up. It was a sealed page.
Okay.
You open it up, and you do that tonight. And then then there's a page for her. She opens it up. It's like an envelope. This is what we're doing tonight. And there was 100 of these in this booklet.
That feels dangerous.
Well, I mean,
you probably have to have a certain amount of athleticism, flexibility to pull off.
But you may find something in there that you didn't realize that you both liked. That was the concept of this book.
Until you pull a
hammy. You just explore all these. What's that?
Until you pull a hammy.
Yeah.
And you're probable for next week.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you.
It wasn't a bad idea for a book.
Yeah, I like it.
I think she's sold a ton of these books. They may still be out there.
We'll wrap it up with...
If they're open, don't buy the book.
Or stuck shut. We'll wrap it up with Steve on Instagram.
Sealed with a kiss.
Duffy, whoa, it's not a kiss, that's for sure. Steve writes us, Duffy at WCMF. He says, I think the most fun part of sex is finding your together position.
Oh, is it really?
You
is
may
it so special? Shut up.
He goes on. You may have a new favorite position you've never explored before. Besides, you fit differently, both physically and emotionally, with different people. But I would like to be a fly on the wall for the inevitable HR meeting that's going to happen with you three. Is that why Kimmy's been typing on the computer the whole time we've been here? Yes. All right, let's take a break.
Yeah.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep. It's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
This is psychotic.
What?
No, this is like serial killer stuff.
Serial killer.
Bro, I don't know how you could see another human being in this way. And
well, they don't know it.
Well, I know, but the fact that you even had this thought is blowing my mind. And I hope to God, you're the only person that does this.
Right.
You're hanging out in the break room. You're such a dick. Rutgers Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. We will jump right into it. There are different things that people will do to gauge how their body is holding up as the years go.
How you doing?
Right, like some folks will go to the doctor and they'll let the doctor tell them you're doing great or you need to change this. I mean, simply getting out of bed sometimes can alert you to how things are going.
I say it a lot these days.
But you do something very unique, Tommy.
What's up?
You tell me. Why don't you share with the audience?
So I try to find somebody in my circle.
Your orbit.
My orbit. That's unhealthy. That doesn't really take care of themselves. That makes a lot of bad choices.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watch how they age and how they're doing. Because I figure, well, if they're still around doing all that,
mm-hmm.
it ain't killing them yet. I think I'm doing pretty good.
So you find someone your age that you know has been just not doing well.
And they're out there. They're all over the place.
Sure. And you then use their existence.
Yes. How they doing? What's going on? Mm-hmm. Their drinking habits, smoking habits, their bacon habits.
Okay.
You watch all that.
And if they're, as long as they're still alive.
If they're still cooking.
It comforts you that you're doing okay.
Because I ain't doing any of that stuff. I'm doing pretty good.
Okay.
So your thought isn't, wow, they're really lucky or they have really good genetics. Your thought is, well, if they could do that, I can do more with my life.
Let's see how this plays out.
Okay.
I don't say it to them.
Yeah, that would be weird. And rude.
Yes.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
Have you ever done this with anyone before in your life?
You're too young.
I think, I don't, the major health issues haven't showed up with like a lot of people my age.
What about your bad habits?
So I would say like if I did know somebody that started having issues that I might like wonder like if there was something that led to that, but I don't know if I would
see that.
You
keeping an eye on them.
But I don't know if I would see that and think and apply it to my own life.
Let's say she knows somebody by her age, big gummy queen, just like our girl over here.
Okay.
You don't think she's watching Gummy Girl?
I've never had this thought. You've never had this thought.
No, I don't think
I do now. It's going to get in your head.
Man. No, I mean, I measure it against tragedy. Like, for example, I'm 40.
Yeah.
And there have been.
You've had a couple of issues.
Yes.
Right.
But there have been people in my orbit that have had bigger issues. Like, I know.
Keep an eye on them.
I know two guys that have had heart attacks in their early 40s.
Right.
And when I see that happen, I don't go, oh, man, I'm doing better than they are.
But you are.
No, I go, if it can happen to them, it could also happen to me.
I think it's more alarming for me.
No, you're still using their tragedy to remind you to lead a healthier lifestyle.
No, but here's the difference.
Or to check on things.
Here's the difference.
What's the difference?
I'm not picking someone at random like you are. I'm not finding the least healthy person and going, I'm going to watch them.
Try it.
To feel better. I see this happen and go, okay. They had this. What am I doing to avoid this? There's a huge difference there.
Really? You're still kind of using other people's tragedies to scare yourself straight.
No, you are using people as a health hazard. You're picking people in your orbit who you like.
I do.
As a health hazard.
Right. I'm kind of pulling for them, hoping if you're still hanging out doing that, I'm okay.
All right.
In a way, it's positive.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. Would you be upset if you found out someone else made you their health hazard? If they looked at you,
and probably went, are.
Okay, but would you be upset if they?
No.
My ass.
Well, what's going on with my ass?
Well, you're not going to believe this.
What?
I can actually tell you.
What?
Well, I just got my MD the other day.
Yeah. What would it say about my ass?
Oh, you're going to have to come into my office.
Yeah. Where's that?
It's in the men's room.
Oh, what's it called?
It's called Dr. Pat's. Bend over. Lights are out. Going to get down on it. All up in your butt with sauce.
So what would be my diagnosis? What would I have come down with?
You have a major case of a-hole, and that's before I stopped looking at your face.
Oh, I don't even have Zachary?
Look, the hazardous version of what happened. I can't even look at you right now.
Why?
You are looking for someone in terrible shape.
Yes. Yeah. And they're out there. My God, I mean, this country's full of
them. No, but that's insulting.
But he's looking for someone in terrible shape.
That's still going all right.
That's still doing okay. Because yes. That's what's justifying his point. It's right. Not that he's looking for somebody in terrible shape that's going to go downhill. He's looking for somebody in terrible shape that looks like they have it all together.
No, but he also...
But they're still trucking along. You go for it, fatty.
But you also believe that you're going to far outlive this person.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm hoping I do, yes.
Right? You wouldn't be using them if that wasn't the case.
Well, doesn't everybody want to live a long, healthy, beautiful life?
Yeah, but you don't do it at the expense in your own mind of somebody else.
Yeah, you don't look at those people and think, like, how much longer do they have?
I'm hoping a little bit.
What might be the funniest part of this, 252-WCMF, is we discover that Tommy has been picking out people he knows in his orbit that are in way worse shape than him around his age and using them as a measure of how healthy he is.
Yeah.
As Kimmy touched on a second ago, there is no way to know, looking at someone, no matter what you think you see, if they are in better physical shape than
you. True that. But you know who's looking pretty raggedy.
No. I mean, you may be more physically fit. You may have fewer medical issues right now, but you can't be sure you don't have something inside of you waiting to take you out.
You don't, and that is the mystery of life, my friend.
There are plenty of people who look like they're in great condition that all of a sudden have cholesterol issues, chronic illnesses. There are also folks that you can't believe are still alive based on how they look and how they live their life to this point.
That's true.
Right? Like, if this was something you were actually concerned about, the better way to do it would
be
have like an accountability buddy.
Oh. Okay.
Legitimately, hear me out.
All right.
Share your health stuff with a friend to see where you actually stand as far as health goes.
Then what do you do? Like,
well, at least
ask them how they what'd you do today?
Well, I mean, like, look, you could talk about when you go to the doctor. What did your numbers lining up to their numbers? What are you doing physically every day? What are you eating every day? That would probably give you a better, more accurate picture of how healthy.
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah, I guess. But then you'd have to find somebody that wants to do that. That might be the guy. That may not be the person you want, you know?
No, but you
want... You know what I'm saying?
No.
You might be my choice for, like, this cholesterol buddy.
You're a monster.
I got this from my father.
Your father did this.
So my father did something similar. Now, my father was never a guy that took care of himself. Mm-hmm. But he would...
I think what your dad did is worse, actually.
What's that?
I think what your dad did is worse.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
So, you know, living in a big condominium complex, there's a lot of old farts around there. And, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, in Florida, you know, nice weather, they would exercise and get after it, and they'd walk and swim and do these things.
Sure.
And when one of those guys dropped dead, my father would love it. Mm-hmm. He goes, look at that guy. He's in a pool every day, killing himself, but he can't be dead.
Okay.
He goes, I have a couple of drinks every day. It's like running a marathon. He also smoked.
Your father is the perfect example of why this doesn't work. He was a fat, smoking drunk.
Yes.
And he lived until his 80s, late 80s.
Yeah. But he also took glee of going longer than people that took care of themselves.
What is wrong with your family, man?
They're very effed up. How do you think you get this?
Are you talking about the sleeveless hoodie?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Duffy at WCMF, easiest way to get us on Instagram. Dan writes, I do this all the time. Fatter than me means I can keep eating.
Yes. A lot of fat guys have to do this, especially as you start getting older and... Because the problem with getting older is, especially as a fat guy or whatever bad habit you continue with, first you start getting it from your wife and your family.
Okay.
But then there's a second group of people that show up, and that's your doctors that you go to and your specialists that are also on your ass because your ass is huge and you don't want to hear it, but you keep going down that road.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
But again, that's the information you need. That is the good
information. But you don't want to hear it because the food is delicious. The whiskey is tasty.
Okay.
The cigarettes are relaxing.
Look, I don't disagree with anything you're saying. But like what you're doing here is not actually trying to make yourself healthy. What you're doing here is giving yourself an excuse to not be healthy.
Well, to continue down your bad road.
Exactly.
And everybody has a bad road. But we do. I mean, look, life is tough. You need something to get through your day. Right?
Yes.
Some people use different things.
Okay, but like, I guess what I'm saying is this is a false sense of security. You're doing more damage to yourself with your method than you are helping yourself.
Well, I don't know yet.
Okay.
Well, to your point, you just don't know.
Okay.
Right?
Instagram messages coming in, Duffy and WCMF. Rich says, it's a scary moment when you see individuals you went to high school passing away knowing that some of them are in better shape than you. You think to yourself, am I next? It's very scary.
Well, as you age, when you're colleagues and friends and schoolmates take the dumper. Yeah. Especially if they take a hard dumper. You know what I mean?
A hard dumper.
Well, you know what I mean? Like something really, you know, something, you know, hard medical thing takes them down. What?
How do you speak so crass and disconnected about other human beings?
How is that crass?
They took a hard dumper.
Yes.
You took a hard dumper.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen these tests for future disease markers?
So is that the one where you go in and it's like they test everything
like
to see if you're
genetic test
prone to stuff?
Yeah, some of it's that, some of it's that. Yeah. So the idea behind it is preventative medicine where you can see if you have potentially elevated risks of things like heart attacks,
based
stroke.
On like family history.
Yeah, certain kinds of cancers. And if you take these tests and you have these markers, you can adjust your life accordingly where if you're at a higher risk for, you know, cancers, you stop eating, you know, XYZ.
Yeah, you get ahead of it. You can get ahead of these things.
Would you be willing to take one of those?
I think they're a great idea. They're not cheap. I think my brother did something to this effect.
Okay.
Because my oldest brother's like a real health nut.
Sure.
So I think he did this for, I think it was thousands of dollars. But like you go through a barrage of tests and MRIs and all that stuff.
Would you, if it was given to you for free, would you take it?
Oh, yeah.
Because you're gonna get an answer you don't want to hear.
You will. But you might also find out some stuff that are good.
Yeah.
Like, well, you might think, you might be worried about your heart.
Look at this jackass. Everyone else, bad. Me, good.
No, but let's say, like.
You bad, me, good.
But let's say I go in there and I go, hey, your liver's fine. All right, so I didn't do any damage.
So, but they're not going to say that, though.
Yeah, they may.
Just point out what could happen.
And again, I don't know if we're talking about the right test. This is a test that looks for future potential.
Yeah, I think
potential.
It's just like a little blood test.
But at your point.
No, he wanted
the future is now.
Yes. He went through, like, it was a bunch of stuff he did.
So I think that's different, what we're talking about.
But it was really, because I think Oprah did this, and I think that's where he got it from.
Your brother pays attention to Oprah?
Well, yes, because, you know, it's on in the afternoon.
Okay, understood.
Yeah.
No, like,
yeah, he's not a big Oprah person, per se, but yes.
Like, we know someone, we were just talking about this the other day, someone we work with took one of these tests, and he completely altered, like, one specific thing.
What'd he find?
He was at a high risk for, I can't remember what he said, but he had changed something completely because he got freaked out by it.
Well, you know, there's some big ones that everybody's got to watch out for. One's the heart.
Okay, yeah.
The heart will take you down fast.
Yeah. Some you may know just based on things that have happened to family members. Yeah.
Well, but here's the other thing about that. Even things that have happened to family members, you're only getting their side of the story.
True.
Like, my dad had a heart attack.
Yeah,
right?
A massive one.
But he claims the doctor told him it wasn't any of his behaviors. It was just a thing that happened. And I'll be frank, I don't believe him.
Yeah.
Because my dad.
That stuff you do could contribute to that.
But no, he claims like it was just one of those random things.
I was
just
going to have it no matter what.
But my dad's like you, where he wants to drink and smoke his cigars and eat all his food and stuff like that. So yeah, I don't trust him. So the only way to truly know is to go take this test. That being said, my wife has been trying to get me to do one of these things. And I'm afraid if I take it and I see these things that I have potential down the road, just potential. That's all I'm going to think about.
Well, yeah, but the problem with you is, like, you cleaned up your act.
Well,
like,
yeah.
You dropped the cigarettes, number one.
Uh-huh.
You stopped the boozing, right? So, I mean, and you dropped all the weight. So, I mean, like.
Your life is so much fun.
Right. So, like, what else could you give up or adjust at this point?
I don't know.
Like, you know, I mean, life's not fun for you. Life's not fun for me, like, not eating. It sucks. So, like, if they tell me, like, okay, you got to give up the alcohol. Well, then what's left, man? The Bible? I already read that in high school.
Well, I mean,
I don't know how it ends.
Then it comes to Chris Duffy at WCMF. He says you just got to not care if you're going to die. It's going to happen. If it's going to happen, it's when it's
going
to happen.
Well, look, man, whether it's bourbon or broccoli, we all check out, right?
Put that on a t-shirt.
But, you know, I'm right. Like, nobody's getting out of here alive, so maybe just screw it.
All right, but if you really believe that, you wouldn't be checking on other people.
And you wouldn't be eating your veggies in a little Ziploc baggie every morning.
Yeah, you bitch. 25 GWCMF. Oh,
my bitch bag?
Tommy is picking out people in his social circle that are in worse shape than him and watching them from a distance to see how long they're going to live to justify his own bad habits.
Yeah.
Skyler's on CMF. Hey, Skyler, how are you, buddy?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm totally on Tommy's team with this, and take it a step further, too, just like your last message that you read. I don't worry about that stuff. I don't worry about anything. I've lost buddies in freak accidents that had nothing, you know, and I watched another buddy of mine's father try to gain his health and working out and eating right, and he died on his bicycle, you know. You just don't get a cheese ring. when you're going to.
Worst Tour de France of all time.
They found him in the park, laid up against. They thought he was taking a nap on his bike, and he was dead. So that taught me a long time ago. That was in high school. I'm like, I'm not going to be a health nut. And to me, the biggest thing is how much you worry. You're a ball of stress, Pat. And that's what's going to kill you.
Thank you.
Diagnosed.
You're going to find him on his bicycle.
You can quit drinking.
Sleeping.
You can quit eating bad stuff. You can quit doing whatever. But your stress is going to kill you. And me and Tommy just lay back and have fun. I have a cigar when I want to. I have a few beers when I want to. I eat what I want to. But I also, you know, I get up, I go to work, and I have, just have try to have fun every day.
I mean, you don't sound like you've had a stroke.
Well, let me tell you. Let me tell you, Tommy. I ran into Skylar, I told you, two weeks ago at the Avon Flea Market.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And from a distance, he looks like a guy that's going long. One shoulder slightly higher than the other.
Oh, is it immigrant?
But the other thing I do, just like Tommy does, is I've got a brother 8 and 10 years. One's 8 and one's 10 years older than me. And I do. I watch what they're going through and think, hey, at least I got 8. You know, until one of them croaks, I at least got 8 or 10 more years in me.
Right.
I watch what I try not to drink because one of them does and try not to stress as much as the other one does. But I do pay attention to the people around me. And then my last point, too, my best buddy, Smitty, whenever we hang out, we talk about who's going to bury who. And we get into arguments about it, too. It's like, no, you're going to bury me. No, you're going to bury me. But yeah, it's just life's crazy.
Sounds
man.
Like a lot of fun hanging out with us, buddy. I'm going to bury you. You're going to bury me.
We're having as much fun. Yeah, then we just go have as much fun as we can have.
All right, Skylar, whatever gets you through the day, man, you keep doing it. Always great to talk to you.
I start every day with the break room, and I appreciate you guys.
That's going to kill you.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. Ah, I got you. Yeah. Skylar, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right, yeah. Nobody listening to this show's going long.
No.
It is funny, brings up stress, because that's one of the toughest things to prevent or to try to cut down on.
Well, that's what
on.
Kills people is that they don't sleep, they worry, they're up all night, they're a ball of, you know, tension.
Yeah, and I'm guessing, you know, let's say you are given a lot of good information about your health, that could also lead to more stress. You know, you may be armed with, like, valuable information that's only going to cause you more stress.
Look, we're all going to go. What are you going to do?
You can't get around it, Pat.
Amen, brother.
There's only two things that are going to kill you in this country: stress and sugar. Stay away from both.
Well, then.
Well, you're nailing it then.
Yeah, no kidding.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're.
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you.
Yep. It's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for 2 more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This might be perception is reality.
Oh, okay.
But it's not actually reality. This could be being the most delicious and the most expensive is actually a negative.
Oh.
But for whatever reason, this company that was riding high for a very long time had the trust of the American consumer is, as quoted in the article, in a free fall.
Damn.
And if we lose this.
I know.
You hang it out in the break room, watch just Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. You know, America is known for a couple of things.
Yeah,
I would argue we're known the most for our fast food burger war.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
We invented it.
McDonald's has been and will always be, when it comes to burgers, I guess, a number one.
Yeah, America. They're Elvis.
Yes, billions sold. So it has always been a fight for second place. And for years and years and years, the burger wars went McDonald's 1, Wendy's 2, Burger King 3.
Yeah.
That is no longer. Wow. Wendy's has been overtaken by Burger King as the second most popular hamburger fast food chain in America. And like I said a second ago, in this article that is detailing what happened, they describe Wendy's as in a free fall with some worried major changes could be on the way. All right. This makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
No.
It was the gourmet of burgers on the road.
It still
I always thought they were a little more niche. Like than the other burger places. Like they had the Frosty. Like they just had like a couple different menu items.
They had
other
chili,
places,
they had baked potato.
That places,
but that burger was the king, man.
Couldn't replicate.
That Dave's Deluxe. I think I always thought like that's what you got when you went to heaven. Like they gave you a Dave's Deluxe. That thing was the best.
No,
I also know like people like in a healthier way used to rave about their salads. I don't know if people
then
still
they had
do.
Salads.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had like some different things that you could mix in there that didn't make you feel quite as bad about yourself.
No,
yeah,
you had healthier options.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
but they weren't bad healthier options.
Let me put it this way.
Yeah.
Wendy's is what is most, I would argue Wendy's is most like a sit-down restaurant when it comes to the quality of their food, right? And look, all three of them are good, but they're all distinctly different in their own way, and Wendy's feels more like a
top
this,
shelf.
Yeah, this is the Ritz of hamburgers.
Yeah.
I would also argue Wendy's may have the sneaky best fries of the group.
Yeah, they were good fries.
Right? Like, I mean, McDonald's, says they always had the best fries, but Wendy's fries, you could make an argument that I'd listen to that Wendy's have the best fries.
Yeah, I'd tear them up.
So it seems that the reason why Wendy's may be in the position they're in right now is that the perception of America is it's too expensive compared to the
other ones. Well, it might be expensive because it's such a good burger in the way it's designed.
It also may be how Burger King took them down. Burger King loves to run these crazy promotions for new items that gets people in.
Yeah.
Right, where it'll just be super cheap for a little while, and then they hope that while you're in there, you end up buying different stuff.
Yeah.
Seems to be working. Burger King is also really good at offering weird limited-time specialty foods, takes on burgers, like, you know, mozzarella sticks, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Whereas Wendy's has always been a very traditional fast food restaurant.
Yeah, they kind of stay in their lane.
Exactly. Like, maybe they'll throw a jalapeno and some crispy onions on their burger.
All right.
But, like, this is deeply concerning to me.
Yeah, we can't lose them.
Did you say that we've already lost a Wendy's on Monroe Ave?
I think the one in Pittsford, right there, across from Wegmans, is gone. Yeah, it's an empty building. I think they're trying to sell the building.
It's one of my favorite Wendy's.
Yeah, number one.
It's like that. It's like a really nice Wendy's, too. You sat down inside, and you felt like you were in a fancy Wendy's.
Hell, you're right next to Oak Hill.
Thank you.
It's permanently closed, it says.
It's the Oak Hill of Wendy's.
Yes, it is.
Is what they call it. Yeah, Whole Foods, Oak Hill, Wendy's.
Yes.
And if they can't make it there...
Well, then they can't make it anywhere.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Wendy's has lost its spot as the second most popular burger fast food chain in America. They've had it for a very, very long time. They've been overtaken by Burger King. McDonald's 1, Burger King 2, Wendy's 3. And in this article talking about what happened, there are those in the know that are worried that this could lead to major changes at Wendy's.
Because they're going to have to chintz down the burger to get the price up,
which
where people can buy it.
I mean, it sucks, too, because, like...
Yes.
Look, man, again, I like McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
I like Burger King, right? But you want to have the cream of the crop option, don't
yes,
you?
You
want to have the better option.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like as a service to ourselves,
yeah.
Every fourth fast food trip you make should be to Wendy's just to make sure they
support. Just as support.
Yes, you need
to save America.
You need to have that option. Because here's the other thing, man. You take away, like, the more quality option, the never frozen beef. Well, then other places, they don't have to...
Dry so hard.
Exactly. I'm just saying.
Next thing you know, you're eating a seat cushion.
Competition breeds success.
You should write that down. That's a good one.
Thank you. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy. How are you, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? Listen, I used to go to Wendy's years ago when they had all-you-could-eat salad bar. It was really good. Then they went to diet dressings. Then they got rid of the salad bar. Most recently, it was after the pandemic. They used to have grilled chicken because I can't eat red meat or fried food. I used to go there for that. And the prices aren't that cheap to begin with. So they got rid of the grilled chicken. I mean, I could see how they're going to lose business to begin with.
The salad bar hasn't existed for like 30 years.
I know, but I've always liked it. The point is the grilled chicken. Okay, fine. But everybody got rid of the salad bar. I know. But the grilled chicken was really good.
Who gets a grilled chicken?
It was his go-to.
He said he can't have red meat or fried food.
Then stay out.
Well, stay out.
It's a good alternative if you can't eat red meat and pork and fried food. I'm just saying.
Well, you let yourself go, Jimmy. It's not my fault.
Jimmy, now he's using you as his proxy to how long he's going to live.
That's okay. But either way, I think Wendy's is a little more expensive. And, I know other people have stopped going. They just said it wasn't as good.
Yeah, a lot of my friends, man, are bailing on Wendy's. They were talking about it yesterday.
Jimmy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
I'm on that Wendy chat line. Hello, Wendy's chat line.
Yeah, by the way, as a guy who tries to watch what he eats, if you're like in trouble on the road out and eat something good, chili over a plain baked potato.
I forgot they have chili.
Oh yeah, the dump.
Not
it's delicious.
It's not gonna keep, but here's the thing, it's not terrible for
you. It's a better bad choice.
Yes. Yeah. It is surprising. It's the same.
Chili's pretty lean.
Yeah.
Baked potato, delicious.
As long as you don't get the butter and the sour
butter
cream.
It up like you're going to do something naughty
with it.
It's the
toppings.
No, but I'm saying, like, the chili over the baked potato.
It's delicious.
It's not dry anymore. It's good.
You mash it up a little bit.
It is important, like, if you're in a Jimmy spot. That's
Jimmy
dirty.
Spot.
Oh, the Jimmy spot?
Well, you got to
I think that's in that Karma Sutra book.
You got to know what you can eat when you're desperate. Like, for example, like, a lot of people don't know that the Egg McMuffin is not a terrible thing to eat.
It's probably the lower in the calories.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's low in calories, got a lot of protein, right? It's just that one slice of ham, right? Like, it's not going to kill you.
And it's that weird Canadian ham that you're not really sure. Because the only time you eat that kind of ham is when you get that sandwich, because you would never buy that at Wegmans.
Michael writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. He says, Wendy's had the best Mandarin chicken salad. It was the best, but I go to Burger King, try a rodeo cheeseburger. It's my go-to, and you can get two for less than $5. It's price. That's what it is.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, we had Paradise.
And we lost it.
We were losing it. We're doing it to ourselves, that's guys. It.
Support your local Wendy's.
Support your local Wendy's, you sons of bitches. All right.
What's the matter?
I'm trying to remember. You've put something perfectly. What, high fences make good neighbors?
Well, that's not mine. But
okay, well, you said it. Who cares?
Good fences make good neighbors.
I love, high fences make good neighbors. I try to give you credit. You go, it's not mine. And then you screw up the crow and I try to give
high
you credit.
High fences, you don't know what's going on.
Shut up. You don't know what's going on in your brain at all times. Shut up.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for 2 more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and surfaces with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Sun pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.